Hey everybody, Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. On this morning's CUNA media call, we had CUNA's Luke Martone. He is a Senior Director of Advocacy and Counsel at CUNA, and he talked about the upcoming NCUA board meeting where they'll be discussing a lot of items. It's going to be a full agenda for sure. Some of the items are risk-based capital, QSOs, corporate credit unions, and a whole lot more. So check out Luke's comments here.
So there are a number of items on this month's agenda, which will quite possibly likely be the last under the leadership of Chairman Hood as the chairman. So I will go through the items on the agenda and share what we know about those that we do have some information on. The board will be briefed on the Access Initiative, and this is Chairman Hood's financial inclusion initiative that was announced in October, the Advancing Communities Through Credit Education Stability and Support Initiative. The board will take up a proposed rule on credit union service organizations. And this proposal would expand the permissible lending activities for QSOs under Part 712. The board will be briefed on a final rule regarding the statutory inflation adjustment of civil monetary penalties, and that's just standard. The board will take up a final rule on corporate credit unions, and there's no current proposal on this rule. It relates to the subordinated debt rule that was recently finalized. There was an issue in the subordinated debt proposal related to corporates that the board agreed they would take up on a subsequent rulemaking. So that would address the lingering issue from that. The board will address a proposed rule related to the CAMELS rating system. The board will take up a proposed rule on risk-based net worth complex threshold. So this would temporarily raise the asset threshold for defining a credit union as complex for purposes of any risk-based net worth requirements. Specifically, it would raise the threshold for a complex credit union to those with assets of over $500 million and a risk-based net worth requirement of over 6%. And this change, if adopted, would remain in place until the risk-based capital requirements go into effect. The NCUA will address the 2021 annual performance plan. The board will be briefed on the Consolidated Appropriations Act 2021. And lastly, the board will take up an advance notice of proposed rulemaking regarding simplification of risk-based capital requirements. So interested to see what that includes, as well as several others. And we will be following the meeting and putting out a summary afterwards, as usual.
Thank you very much for that information, Luke, and stay tuned for more news here on CU Broadcast.